Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. And I just had a message from Shane Layfield in Elkmont, Alabama, and he was sharing about his son, Ethan, who's 13 years old, has cirrhosis of the liver. And in this situation right now, Ethan is taking virtual school, but there are trips back and forth to Children's Hospital in Birmingham, and he's on a waiting list for a liver transplant. And when that happens, it's going to make some dramatic changes in the Layfield household. I wanted Shane to share Ethan's story now and also share about how we as listeners can help. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Shane Layfield.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate y'all looking out for Ethan. A few months ago, we noticed that he started getting real sick, and we'd carry him to the hospital, and they would think it was the flu and stuff, but they finally figured out that his liver was bad. So they figured out that he had cirrhosis of the liver, which was making his spleen twice as big as it should be. And then it wasn't pumping the blood. It's not strong enough to pump his blood where it needs to go. And it was causing him to have nosebleeds, high fevers. He'd be as yellow as a banana. He can hardly walk through the house without getting, you know, just so tired he's got to take a break. And, you know, we always thought he was just being lazy. Come to find out, he was really super sick. And when he got sick, he did not have insurance the first month, and we had to come out of pocket on all his prescriptions. You know, it was almost $2,500. And now he has all kids, and we pay co-pays, but we have to take him back and forth to Children's for they can watch the liver he has while we wait on another one. His liver enzymes are supposed to be up in the 100s, and they're like at 8. So, you know, some days he's better than others, and some days he's just really sick. And it's just overwhelming, and we're just at the point to where we just have to ask for some kind of help. We have 2 vehicles with no air, and when he gets sick, he'll start getting fevers, and, you know, then he's got to ride in a hot car all the way to Children's, and it makes it that much worse. And I just feel like we're doing something wrong as parents, but we're trying as hard as we can. And he's a great kid. All he wants to do is go fishing. That's it. He just wants to go fishing, and He just wants to know when he's going to get his new liver for he can go fishing. 3 months ago is when we found out what it was, but he has been having like nosebleeds, like he would forget stuff. It's like confusion, which is part of the liver failure, and we didn't know that. But and he's had it, I guess, since birth. They can't figure out how he got it or anything and why it's so bad as that it is. But, you know, all we know is that it's bad and he needs a new one. When we took him to his pediatrician, they kept, you know, they would treat him for the flu or strep throat, even though the test wasn't showing it. He was having those kind of symptoms, so they just assumed it wasn't showing up on the test yet. And we had that happen probably 5 or 6 times through the last few years. And then he just got to where he laid in his bed and was physically ill, like shaking. Couldn't quit shaking, just had the shakes. He was super yellow. I mean, his eyes, the white part of his eyes was super yellow. So we took him to the emergency room, pretty much made him give us some kind of answer and do tests. And they went through all their batteries of tests and found out that it was his liver, that he had hepatitis C and that it caused the liver failure. Then that is why we're where we're at now. Friday night, his liver doctor called, and he was number 8 on the transplant list. And for whatever reason, the first 6 people either was too sick, wasn't ready for some reason, and the number 7th person took the liver. And he would have been the next one. And I know he needs it, but man, we just wasn't prepared for that to happen as fast as it's happening. And it just all got real, real, real fast. And he's only 13, just turned 13. And, you know, you just don't hear about that with kids. And we don't have a whole lot of family, a whole lot of friends. We've had some people that's helped us out a little bit. We don't want to lose what we do have left. We want him to have somewhere to come home to when he gets out of the hospital. And when we're not going to just swap places, you know, for a few months. We want to be there with him because you never know with something like this.
And as we talked about, Shane, if a liver comes along and you get a phone call and y'all are headed to Birmingham,
It can be in a minute's notice. We got go bags packed. When they call, we have to drop what we're doing right that second, get Ethan and go there as fast as we can. Then they'll do it right then. They don't give you a, you know, be here on the 17th at 3:00. It's when it comes up, I'll call you. You got to get here as fast as you can. And so that's kind of where we're at right now. I was thankful that we got him on the list finally. But like I say, when they called and then the life expectancy letter and all that started coming, it just got, you know, a lot real, real fast. And like I say, the first month and a half really tore into our finances. We just kind of live day by day right now. So thankfully for people like you and, you know, a few of these others, they are still good people out there. And I'm the kind of person, my wife is too, that we hate to ask for any kind of help. But at some point, you have to admit that you need a little bit of help, especially when it comes to something like this. He didn't ask for this, you know what I mean? We just want him to get better.
I know you'll find a lot of people who are kind-hearted and giving people through the Mark White Show because that's why they're here. They know that there are people like yourself who have situations where they have to ask for help, and there's nothing wrong with that. And people want to help. And I know that you stated that you would be in Children's Hospital for 30 days once he gets his transplant, and then would be beside the hospital at Ronald McDonald House for another 30 days because you live more than 30 minutes away from the hospital in Elkmont. So he needs to be very close because if his liver doesn't take or it starts acting up, he has to be right back at the hospital.
Yeah, they say if he's more than the 30 minutes away, that his liver could fail by the time we ever got him back to the hospital. You know, and that's not a chance we're willing to take. We'd rather lose our home we rent and everything than to even chance that. So, I mean, we'll take it in stride, and, you know, that's all we can do is just keep praying and just hoping.
Now, do you and your wife both have jobs? You both work?
My wife is an electrician, and she's had the same job for a while, and her insurance is through her job now, and so she has to keep her insurance. I was self-employed, and I would, you know, build decks and do roofs and stuff like that, but since he's got sick, and then the virtual school, and it's hard for me to, I can't like just leave him with a babysitter. They don't know what he has a touch of autism anyway, and he doesn't explain himself well. It's hard to know if something's wrong with him. You really physically have to notice it. And so, you know, I can notice him being yellow. I can notice it when he's walking, if he's hurting and stuff like that. So one of us has to be with him almost at all times. So that kind of puts us both working out of the question. So every now and then I can go out and do a side job or something, but, you know, I have to stay close to the phone. I have to run home every other hour to, you know, make sure he's okay. And, you know, we have somebody there with him, but like I say, they really don't know what to watch for. So we just don't, we don't want the liver he has to quit on him before we get his other one. Yesterday he had such stomach pain that he could hardly walk through the house. And we took him this morning and done the blood work and stuff, and we're waiting on his doctor to call now. And he hates it because every time he goes to do blood work now, he's like, I'll do the blood work, but I'm not staying in the hospital. Because usually when he does it, they'll keep him for 48 hours. Like if he runs a fever or if his numbers are too low, they'll bring him in there and get him back where they need to be for him. You know, they're not going to get him normal, but they can get him to where he's okay until we get his other one. So we've had to stay in the hospital probably four times in the last 2 months, and so about 72 hours each time. And then we'll take him two or three times a week to get his blood drawn for they can look at his bilirubin and his liver enzymes and all that. And, you know, and then, of course, if his, he has a couple of months, he has to go back to Birmingham to his liver doctor or his GI doctor, you know, just to kind of keep up. He's got a dietitian now because if he doesn't eat right, it's good for the liver. And it's just a whole lot. It's so confusing and hard to accept, but you know, you have no choice but to accept it because it is what it is. It's there. And, like I told Ethan, we're just going to fight. We're going to keep fighting until we get it fixed.
Do you have any more children, Shane?
I do. I have a daughter, and she is 11. And, you know, it's hard to explain to an 11-year-old why she went from getting so much attention to hardly any. You know, we can see the difference in her by, you know, just she's not talking as much. She's not as cheery as usual. We try our best, you know, too, but he requires so much attention right now that it kind of, it's really hard. And then she worries about him too. It's her brother. So, but yeah, some days she's good and some days she takes it a little harder than others. And some days she don't understand why she can't have more attention and stuff like that.
That's understandable. Well, Shane, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to try to work with you here and lay out what you need, and we'll just kind of talk it out and let listeners listen to this conversation and they can figure out what they can do to help. Okay.
Absolutely. And like I say, I appreciate it.
All right, folks, we're talking to Shane Layfield from Elkmont, Alabama. We've been talking about his son, Ethan, and the situation that he's in with cirrhosis of the liver. When we come back, we're going to talk about ways that maybe you can help the Layfield family, help Ethan, this 13-year-old, and hopefully we'll soon have a liver transplant. You're listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. This is another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And, of course, this segment is named for my grandmother. She loved the good deeds. And right now we have a special good deed that you can be a part of. Shane Layfield from Elkmont, Alabama, contacted me about his son, Ethan, who has cirrhosis of the liver. He's just 13 years old. I wanted Shane to share the initial steps that we could take as followers, as listeners, to help Ethan in this particular situation. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Shane.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. We've done what we could. We've got a Facebook ad. We've tried fundraisers. We've even had people, you know, that couldn't help with money but was giving us donations to have a yard sale. We are not above anything. Whatever it takes to get Ethan in a stable environment, a comfortable ride. We went up to the Dog Day flea market and sold stuff this weekend that was donated. We are just trying absolutely anything. Whenever we, I'm sorry, I'm getting so starting to get a little emotional here thinking about all this. It's been so hard. My wife has just worked her tail off trying to do everything, It's just a sad situation all around, and we hate to even ask anybody for any kind of help. I don't know. It's just really overwhelming not knowing what we're going to do when we get out of the hospital after staying for 2 months, not working. And like you say, they could call any minute, so there's no real way to prepare for it. I mean, we're try to put back money when we can, you know, like from when we sell stuff, sold that stuff this weekend. We got that put up. We got probably about $700 saved up, but we know that that is not going to last too long. It's just, like I say, it's been so overwhelming to have a 13-year-old with cirrhosis of the liver. Once you get past the shock of hearing that it's cirrhosis of the liver, then you have to, you know, deal with the fact, well, is he going to be okay? Is the liver going to take? How long is it going to last for? Is he going to have a good life? Is he going to live a full life? Is he only going to have a few years? You know, you're not supposed to think like that, but you can't help but to. We pray, we ask for prayers. We accept prayers. We're accepting all the prayers we can get right now, and hopefully that'll help a lot. And if we just keep doing what we're supposed to, and it all work out, it's what we're hoping for.
So we've got the GoFundMe we're going to work on here, and let's give out an email address or phone number if somebody wants to call that doesn't have, say they don't have social media or GoFundMe access. How could someone get in touch with you to find out more information or try to help?
You can call my phone at 256-434-3319. My name is Shane Layfield, or you could call my wife, Sheena Layfield, at 256-434-3565. And my email address is shane35678@gmail.com. And you can reach me at any of those.
Shane, I appreciate the fact that you reached out to me, and we're going to try to help Ethan however we can. And I do want people to find out more information about this. If you want to get in touch with Shane, you can call 256-434-3319 or call Sheena at 256-434-3565. You can email Shane at Shane, S-H-A-N-E, 35678@gmail.com. And we will share more information on the Mark White Show page as well. So keep an eye out for that. And we are trying to help 13-year-old Ethan, who has cirrhosis of the liver and may be in for a long stay very soon. So let's keep him in our prayers, and let's try to help the Layfield family where we can. Again, thank you for joining me, Shane.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
Hey, that's what I'm here for. Folks, we've been talking to Shane Layfield about his son, Ethan, 13 years old. We certainly don't want to forget his 11-year-old daughter either, so we want to remember her as well. And let's continue to try to make a difference in the lives of others as we can. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Guess I'll do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good.